Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Color Your Life Happy for Monday, November 14th, 2011. I'm your host, Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California. Today's show is being brought to you by How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days Workshop, available as a home study workshop from abookin90days.com. When you place your order, you can download your 32-page workbook and the 90-minute recording. Go through the workshop at your own pace as you learn how to choose your title, get your book written quickly, and market it effectively. Most important, in the workshop, you'll learn how to start earning money from your book even before it's finished. Place your order now at abookin90days.com and get started writing your book today. In a moment, we will begin today's episode spotlight on the Color Your Life Happy Gift Basket Contest winner with my guest, Michelle Peruski, owner of Classy Gift Creations in Maryville, Tennessee. But first, I'd like to welcome all of you, my listeners, whether you're listening live on the phone or you're over in the website, the chat room, or listening to the show from our archives. I'm honored that you made space in your schedule to join us. Now, if you enjoy the show, don't keep it a secret. Tell others who can benefit. Thanks to modern technology, it's very easy to do that on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown. Right under my photo, you will see several ways to keep up with the show. The easiest one is to just click that follow button, and you will get an announcement and a reminder in your email of each episode each week. Now, on this radio show, Color Your Life Happy, we talk about ways to create the lasting happiness you deserve in all areas of your life. Each week, I interview guests from fields such as self-help, spiritual journeys, relationships, change and adversity, parenting, wealth creation, and career, you name it, all those things that contribute to lasting happiness. Today's show was pre-recorded with my guest, Michelle Peruski, but I'll be here in the chat room if you have questions or comments. Again, today's episode is Spotlight on the Color Your Life Happy Gift Basket Design Contest winner with my guest, Michelle Peruski. Michelle is the owner of Classy Gift Creations in Maryville, Tennessee. Today's episode is Spotlight on the Color Your Life Happy Gift Basket Design Contest winner with my guest, Michelle Peruski, owner of Classy Gift Creations in Maryville, Tennessee. Michelle recently won the 2011 Color Your Life Happy Gift Basket Design Contest with her entry entitled Fill Your World with Color. Using the book Color Your Life Happy, Create the Success, Abundance, and Inner Joy You Deserve as the centerpiece of the gift basket, Michelle attractively arranged gourmet snacks and beverages around that book. Her winning design can be viewed at coloryourlifehappy.com and is available for purchase at her website, classygiftcreations.com. Michelle won a customized media marketing package valued at $595. That includes exposure on major social media sites, as well as a radio interview, showcasing her service just in time for the holidays. In addition to business and customer service experience, Michelle has studied interior design, color schematics, and floral design. In addition to this competition, Michelle has also won other competitions and is a staff writer for the industry publication Basket Whiz. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Michelle Peruski. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Flora. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us on the show. I know that people are going to enjoy learning about what you do and how you came up with this design. So let's get started. The very first question I want to ask is actually a statement. Tell us briefly what led you into the gift basket business. How did you get started?
Well, in short, I really just wanted to use my creativity with something that I could tangibly produce. I officially started Classy Gift Creations in July 2010 with the express goal of bringing more joy to others. That was kind of the end result that I wanted to create.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've always enjoyed design, and I found that creating custom gifts was a great outlet for this. It allowed me to use my creativity while also producing a useful product that could encourage relationship building and helping motivate others. So that's kind of what got me into it.
Well, cool. Now, in your experience with your business, what kinds of customers do you service, and are they local in your area, or do you service people from your internet, you know, around the world from the internet?
Primarily local. I do have some that are in other states, but it's been mostly local, and it's been primarily professionals, doctors, eye doctors, some real estate professionals, different people in that sort.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And how do they use the baskets? So when they buy gift baskets from you, for what occasions are they usually giving these gifts?
Oh, goodness, it could be anything. It could be a birthday. I've done someone was turning 50 years old. It was her best friend, and she wanted something specific just for her, so I was able to create that. So I have birthdays. I have baby showers, lots of referral, thank you, Christmas gifts.
Now, most basket people say that Christmas is their best season. Is that true for you also?
Yeah, I could say I would certainly say that. I get more of the bulk orders at Christmas time.
Okay. Now, since you have won other competitions, do you have any strategies that you use to help you emerge as the winner in these competitions? Any special strategies you use?
Well, Florida, really, what I try to do is to think outside the box. I know that's an expression used a lot, but what I really mean by that is I try to focus on the end result. I try to imagine what I think the perfect expression of the theme would look like.
Mm-hmm.
Then I kind of go from there. I don't set out to build it until I have that image in my head.
Okay. So you think in terms of what the recipient is going to do when they receive it, or how it conveys the theme, is what you're saying.
Yes, I really try to focus on the person, what I know about them, and what the event is. And, you know, I try to put myself in that person's shoes and think, you know, what would I like to receive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and try to build it around that.
Okay. What specifically motivated you to select the particular products and the design that led you to create the winning design, Fill Your World with Color?
Well, really, I think your book was the inspiration.
Okay.
When I sat down and I focused on the image I thought that would represent Color Your Life Happy, I immediately thought of a rainbow and how each of its colors come together to form an object of beauty, much the same way as the different aspects of your life come together to create happiness. Therefore, I kind of set out at that point to create that visual, a design showing a rainbow of colors surrounding your book as its centerpiece and focal point. Once I had that as the visual, it was easy to select from the high-quality gourmet products I keep in inventory to express a rainbow with each of the colors represented.
Okay. And I didn't list them here, but perhaps you can tell the listeners what items you included in the basket. I mean, it doesn't have to be the brand names, but
I've got a lot of lemonade packages. I've got cocoa and coffee. I've got Notorious nuts and different things of chocolate in there.
So definitely gourmet food, and someone could sit down and have a wonderful set of snacks when they receive.
Oh, absolutely.
And share with others, too, because usually with gift baskets, there's more food than one person can eat.
Yes, absolutely.
Be sure. Let's tell listeners where they can order your design.
Okay, thank you. You can order my design directly through my website, which is www.classygiftcreations.com, or you can call me directly at 865-771-0571.
Okay, let's repeat that. So the website again is www.classygiftcreations.com.
That's right.
And repeat the phone number, please.
Sure, it's 865-771-0571.
Okay.
Now, gift baskets are a popular item, that is true.
Yeah.
But what makes a gift basket a unique choice? Because I notice even you do floral design and you do other kinds of things. What makes a gift basket a good choice for people?
Well, to be honest, there's not a lot of other choices out there that are capable of providing the experience a gift basket can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think about it, how else could you present a gift that provides a stunningly beautiful visual presentation that will also excite the sense of smell, taste, touch, and sometimes even hearing if you get a CD in there?
Mm-hmm.
How else can you package your recipient's personality and preferences into one gift, crafted exclusively just for them? And what other gift elicits a response from the recipient who immediately recognizes the thoughtfulness that went into it?
Okay.
You know,
so
and on the flip side, even when you don't know your recipient well,
mm-hmm.
there's not really any other gift that can provide as much universal enjoyment as a gift of gourmet food. I mean, really, who doesn't love chocolate? To me, it's just the perfect gift.
That's true. And you know what I love about gift baskets is the fact that even if you can't enjoy every single thing in the basket yourself, maybe there for some reason you aren't eating chocolate this week or
mm-hmm.
some other thing, you can share it with I can't
Absolutely.
Remember a gift basket I've ever received that I didn't end up sharing with my family and friends. So gift baskets are wonderful in that regard. Everybody in the family or the company should be glad to see a gift basket come through.
Absolutely. There's lots available for sharing and for new experiences. You know, I have found so many wonderful products that I never would have known about if I didn't get into this business.
Can you think of what is the most unusual design that you've ever created?
The most unusual design I created, I would say, would be a trophy. I created a large trophy made out of gourmet food products in boxes that were packaged in such a way that they were covered with gold, and I had a big, you know, congratulations mm-hmm. ribbon that went all the way around it, and it was for an executive of the year, and I had that on the top of it, and gosh, it stood probably about 3 feet tall.
Now, was the container was actually like a trophy cup? Is that what the
container No. It was the container I used was a box, just a plain black box, and I
mm-hmm.
put a gold star, large star on it,
uh-huh.
and then I built up from that box using the food items themselves as building blocks, if you would. I wrapped them in gold, and I constructed a trophy, much as a child would with Legos.
Okay. So you had fun stacking those. So you wrapped each product in gold and then stacked them. Oh, my goodness. So the recipient really didn't know what was in the basket.
No, it was a complete surprise.
Oh, my gosh. But you know what's so cool about that is when you walk in with something like that, it's so impressive
uh-huh.
that the recipient is going to get excited because they know
absolutely.
Something good there.
There were definitely lots of oohs and ahs in the room.
And can you think of the kind of basket that perhaps gave you the most trouble to create? Sometimes I know with me, I would get an order and it would seem like it was going to be simple at first, and then as I worked
mm-hmm.
on it just went south somehow. Can you think of anything like that?
Well, I'll say this. When I first started doing diaper cakes, or baby
mm-hmm.
cakes, I like to call them,
mm-hmm.
it was challenging. I just could not figure out how to create such a beautiful piece of work with diapers, but eventually, after much trial and error, I did come across a way to do it that worked pretty well.
Tell the listeners what a baby cake design is, because perhaps everybody may not have seen
okay.
one of those.
Well, what a diaper cake or baby cake is basically is it's a design that looks like a three-tiered or two-tiered cake, kind of like a wedding cake,
mm-hmm.
but it's made entirely out of diapers.
Mm-hmm.
And inside, you stuff a lot of, you know, fun items for the recipient, like I tend to use, like, bath items, you know,
mm-hmm.
Desitin cream and bath gel, that type of thing inside. And on the top, I usually include a plush toy, stuffed bear, and are more like clippers and hair, little hairbrush and washcloths, that kind of thing. So it's kind of a gift that includes a lot of useful items
mm-hmm.
that aren't typically great in presentation, and it puts it into a beautiful, stunning gift that looks like a wedding cake.
And I want to point out that the diapers are the disposable diapers that
yes.
you actually
yes.
that you roll and stack around the layers of the cake, or what looks like a cake, correct?
Right, and it allows for a lot of creativity, because really you can really put a lot of different things in. You can actually use the same process to do like bath ropes or wash towels, or you know, a set of towels for a bride to be if you wanted a.
Mm-hmm.
A towel cake. It's all the
mm-hmm.
same process. When I first started it, like I said, it was pretty complicated and kind of hard to get that skill together. But like I said, you know, after a lot of trial and error and 4 or 5 hours, I figured it out.
That's great, because that gives such an unusual gift for the baby shower or new baby, whatever the case
yeah.
may be, or the bride. That's cool. That's a great design.
Thank
Can you,
you
think of a time when you got an order that was extremely unusual, or maybe even one you had to turn down because of the nature of the design?
Honestly, I can't.
Well, no problem, because I was thinking once I got a request for a design for a 3-year-old, I think they wanted, and they wanted a Wizard of Oz theme. And I had to turn that down because the budget that the caller gave me was way too low for something that was going to be that customized.
Yeah, and in fact, I have had that happen before where it just, you know, what the products they wanted just couldn't fit in the budget.
Right.
But, you know, when that happens, I really try to work around it and try to find, you know, maybe, you know, everyday items kind of thing. And in fact, the one that I'm thinking of, you know, now that you mentioned it, was for a hotel convention center that wanted me to meet their already, the price that they already were used to, which was like $3 a gift.
Oh.
that posed something of a challenge, although I have to say I was able to come up with something cute in like a little gift bag, you know, with some general items, you know, not gourmet, but, you know, some snack items, and then I was able to make it work that way.
Wow.
But that was a challenge.
Yeah, that's a challenge, because when you want to create something beautiful, you do need a budget to work with, so it can be pretty scary. Now,
yes.
I noticed that you are a writer for Basket Whiz, the
I am.
Publication.
Yes.
And tell us how you got involved with that, because that's a part of the industry that helps other designers. So
yes.
How did you get into that part of it?
Well, really it came through what I was trying to do for myself as far as building on social media.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about it and decided that one thing that was really needed in the industry was someone to review the product, someone to go out and say, okay, this product tastes like cardboard, this one is really scrumptious, you'll never taste anything like it.
Mm-hmm.
When I was first new to the industry, there was so much out there, and I was so overwhelmed by the amount of products available that I really just wanted somebody to kind of help me navigate the waters, if you would.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started thinking about that and thought I would use that kind of in terms of social media and building on product reviews. And after I decided to do that, you know, and I read Basket Whiz, I was really impressed with it and talked to the publisher and, you know, gave her the idea of, you know, let's do a column where we review different products and, you know, give people some ideas of what's available out there and what might be good and what may not be not so good.
Yeah, that's a valuable service because, as you mentioned, even at our best, we can't possibly taste test and even locate all the products that exist.
I tried. I went to the Atlanta Food Mart last year, and I think I was sick before I got to aisle 2.
That's one of the dangers of shopping gift shows. Let me tell you, I warn gift bag people that you have to take it slow when it comes to tasting, because you're mixing all these different flavors and different sweets and salty and all
yes.
kinds of stuff in your stomach, and boy, it doesn't take very long before you could get sick.
It does not, but I will tell you this. It was definitely worth it because I found some stellar products that I didn't know anything about.
Yeah, I don't think people realize that when you're in the gift basket business, you do have to constantly be on the lookout for unique and interesting products to add to your inventory. And that requires going to gift shows and reading magazines and so forth. Yeah,
it really does, and it's something that I really didn't have a concept of before I started, but it, you know, I suppose a lot of some people might, you know, think you can get by without it. But for me, in order to produce the best gift I can, I mean, it requires a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, you know, picking out of a magazine this and this and this. I mean, you really need to explore it and see what, you know, what this chocolate chip tastes like or what this one does.
That's
know,
right.
What's the best one? You know, what's the best thing that you could provide for your customers. It's really all about that. It's providing the service for your customers.
That's wonderful. And, you know, it's interesting when you said this chocolate chip, it would seem on the surface that chocolate chip cookies should all taste the same.
Oh, not.
They do not. They may have the same ingredients as far as on the package, but the way they're put together, very much different. So you do have to taste and sample so that you know what you're passing on to your customers. It's very important. So
Absolutely. Thank
you for doing those reviews.
It's been my pleasure, truly, especially the chocolate chip cookie one.
I bet. Do you have any advice for other gift basket designers in terms of how to make their business successful or maybe some tips for the holiday season?
Well, the best tip that I can get, truly, is to do your homework before you start. I really did a lot of research. I did a lot of learning. Flora, you are a mentor to me and have served as a source of a lot of instruction, actually, to me as I built my business. So I appreciate you and people
Thank
like you.
You
in the industry.
Thank you.
And so I think that's really important, to really learn from as many people as you can, you know, to get out there and kind of see what other people are doing and what works and what doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
The other advice that I would get, really, as far as inventory, is to start slow. You don't need to go out there and buy boxes and boxes and boxes of inventory when you first get started. Before you build up the customer base, it's going to be important that you kind of monitor that. You know, try to, you know, from your learning and research, you hopefully can find some good products and just stick with a few and try to build up from there.
Well, that's some good advice. Unfortunately, a lot of us didn't know that when we were starting.
Yes, myself included.
And then you try to tell new people coming in, but they don't always listen either. But it's still good advice. Well, we're at the end of today's episode, and I want to thank you so much for entering the contest and also for creating a beautiful design. I want to remind everyone that your design is available for purchase at classygiftcreations.com. Also, you can reach Michelle at 865-771-0571. Her gift basket is available for holiday purchase, but of course it's a design that could be used year-round, correct?
Absolutely. I think it'd be a perfect birthday gift for someone.
So thank you so much, Michelle, and thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And I'm going to say goodbye to you, Michelle, and let you get back to getting those holiday orders ready, okay?
Thank you, Flora. I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Well,
okay.
You've been listening to Michelle
recording.
Okay, good.
That's the end
All
of
right.
the recording. See, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No, but you can go.
That's the end of the recording, and you caught a little tail end of us saying that. I hope you've enjoyed today's show, whether you are a gift basket designer who tuned in to get some tips or if you are a potential customer. Today's show was brought to you by How to Write Your Nonfiction Book in 90 Days, workshop available as a home study version at www.abookin90days.com. When you place your order, you can download it right away. Your 32-page workbook, as well as the 90-minute recording that goes along with the workbook. Throughout the workshop, at your own pace, you learn how to choose your title, how to get your book written quickly, and market it effectively. Most important In this workshop, you'll learn how to start earning money from your book before it's even finished. Place your order right now at abookin90days.com and get started writing your book today. I urge all of you who have been enlightened, encouraged, empowered, informed by today's episode to share what you've learned with your family and colleagues. Remember, the recording of the episode will be here on my show page at blogtalkradio.com/Flora Brown, where you can return at any time 24/7 to listen to it. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. I encourage you to join me again next Monday, November 21st, at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for another informative and exciting show. I'm Flora Brown, coming to you from Anaheim, California, and I'm going to ask you to have a blessed week and remember to color your life happy.
Color your life happy.
Color.
Color your life happy.